Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Victoria Davenport, your host. We're actually going to have a special series today, and it's called Million Dollar Entrepreneur E-Workshop. Thank you so much for joining me today, and this is the Eight-Figure Business Podcast, but today we're doing something special, and that is the Million Dollar Entrepreneur E-Workshop. The reason why I call it Million Dollar Entrepreneur, because that is the goal that I set for any client that comes with me to work. The goal should be that you're trying to reach your ultimate potential. Now, of course, not everyone wants to be a million-dollar entrepreneur, but some people want to strive for that, so if they set their goal there, they may end up being $500,000, which isn't bad. The reason why I call it an e-workshop is because it's specifically for building an online million-dollar business. So let me say that again. It's specifically for building an online million-dollar business. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, and then we're going to cover three areas in the million-dollar workshop in part one. There's actually two parts. So part one, we're going to cover craft your own unique story. How to develop the mindset to become a million-dollar entrepreneur, how to determine what is your niche, what is it that you want to actually teach, show, instruct, and why someone would listen to you. In part two, we're going to cover the best million-dollar online businesses to start, marketing and sales, and our favorite one, which we're going to save for last, is the financing and the resources to get started. So once again, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm so excited about doing this Million Dollar Entrepreneur Workshop because I get so many people that are interested in leaving their 9-to-5, or they may have been in a business for years and they don't see any progress. So I like to get started and dive right in with my unique story. I started knowing that I wanted to be in business when I was 5 years old. I truly knew at 5 years old that I did not want to do the 9-to-5. I felt like it regulated your life. You had to answer to someone else all the time when it came to when, where, and what you could do, when you could take vacation, what your job had to be, how much money you could make. That, and then just the traffic alone was something when I would see people go to work probably at 10 years old that made me realize that wasn't something that I wanted to do. So I actually got the entrepreneur bug at 5, and it continued all the way up until I actually started my first business. My first business was in 1995, and it was a cute, quaint boutique in Atlanta, Georgia. The problem was I hadn't done any research. Absolutely none. I knew that I wanted to do something. I enjoyed retail. I saw a lot of people make money in retail, but I had no clue as to how to get started with getting the customers to make the sales. I just went and found someone that was ready to leave their boutique, and I bought the boutique from them for under $10,000. So if you can imagine me standing there in the boutique with no customers. The first week, I started getting her customers, but I knew I didn't want that type of business, which was a consignment boutique, and most of the items were priced at a dollar. It was a lot to sell to make $20, $30, so I knew that that wasn't something I was interested in. So I set about changing the boutique to a higher-end boutique. The problem was there wasn't anyone that I had marketed to. There wasn't anyone that was interested in higher items. Her market, her niche, her ideal client customers were the individuals that were used to shopping at, say, a Walmart or a Kmart at that time. So when we look at that, we say, wow, here I am in Atlanta, Georgia, really don't know that many people, just moved there a year ago, but I had a dream of always opening a boutique. So that lesson, after being in business for 2 years, I did okay, but what that lesson taught me was you can have a dream, but you have to have your goals. You have to have milestones in place on how to achieve what it is that you're looking to achieve. So once I left Atlanta, left the boutique, I was able to sell it for a couple of dollars. That gave me a second idea. Let's build a business the next time, because I knew it was going to be the next time, that I end up already understanding that I want to start the business to sell the business. So the second business I had was a facilities management. It was absolutely fantastic. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe how much money I could make in facilities management. Well, you may ask, what is a facilities management business? Basically, it involved anything for a commercial facility. That included staffing, landscaping, and taking care of the inside, from janitorial to maintenance, anything that a facilities needed, including the parking lot. I had under 200 employees, full-time, part-time, temporary. We had all kinds of accounts, PetSmart, Office Depot. This time I was actually living in Orlando, Florida. Loved Orlando, Florida, moved there, and within 4 months I started this business. I enjoyed it more than I did the boutique because I was able to be out and about going to different clients. So I knew I enjoyed that part. With the boutique, it was kind of where I had to stay in one place. Didn't really like that. So now I'm doing a little bit more of the out and about, talking to the customers, walking in, seeing what they need, teaching employees what they have to do, and being able to take one facility that's just like terrible and turn it around, and the money was outstanding. First, I was making $5,000 a month, then $10,000, then $20,000, then $30,000, and it went up from there. I was able to scale that business to $4 million and sell it probably 7 years after that for more than that. But this was the problem. The problem was I was exhausted. I was so tired. If you can imagine getting the money in, but I was so tired because I had employees everywhere. I had them at this business, at that building, at that facility, at this golf course, at this HOA association. I did have managers, but the managers sometimes would try and take the business, or they would not show up, or they would have a personal problem with their children. You get the idea. I realized that the money was outstanding, but I had no time. I didn't take any vacations. I didn't go anywhere for years because I was seriously afraid that if I left the business, it would fail. It would fall apart. So what I started realizing is, in order to know how successful you are in a business, you have to be able to leave the business, and that lets you know what you have that's in place. Do you have any systems in place? Do you have a process in place? Or is it that it's you that's running everything? When I took myself out of the business, I saw that there were gaps in training, gaps in my systems that I had not put in place. As long as I was there, I was making sure everything ran smoothly. But that does not make a business. That makes you a self-employed person. There is a difference to me. A self-employed person works the business every day doing the day-to-dayness. A business owner is able to leave the business and the business operates without them. You should be able to leave your business for a month and have it operate smoothly because you have systems and processes in place that make that happen. I was able to scale the business to the amount that I had desired, and I sold the business before I decided to move to location number 3, where I currently am, and that's in Washington, D.C. I love Washington, D.C.
Why did I sell the business? Because when I moved to Washington, it was all about government contracts. It wasn't about private. So I started the business in Washington, D.C., but I still had one problem. And as a matter of fact, it was even worse in D.C. What was the problem I had? Finding the employees. In order to make the money in the facilities, you have to have the employees. And that was one thing that I was not able to do. I would get employees, but they would always quit. Why? Because there were so many businesses that could employ your type of business that doesn't require a certain skill set. And that's what facilities was. You did have landscapers that had a certain skill set, and I was able to maintain the landscapers. But when it came to the employees that I needed for the janitorial piece, it was really hard, very, very hard. So once again, I found myself making outstanding money, but I still didn't have any time. So after a year of doing that, I knew that I had to do something different. I wanted two things, and the two things that I wanted was money and freedom. So I needed to decide how I was going to do that. Well, one day I get a phone call from someone, and they want to know how can they start their own facilities management company. I'm thinking, well, I've been doing this for over, by now, 15, 16 years. I know enough where I can teach someone that. So that's how my first online course started. I started an online course on how to teach to start a successful facilities management company. I put in successful because there are a lot of management companies out there, facilities that are making various money, anywhere from $1,000 a year to no money to maybe a couple of thousand. But I say successful because successful is when it can maintain, it maintains your lifestyle and more. You're able to actually build wealth. So when I look at doing businesses, I look at them as changing your life. This is a turning point right now if you're listening to this e-workshop because my goal is to teach you how to have the fire to want to change your life, to leave the 9-to-5 where someone else dictates how much you're going to make and when you're going to do whatever and whenever. Once I did that first workshop, that online course, the e-course, I was hooked. I absolutely loved it. I loved it. I was able to teach when I wanted. I had one platform where a lot of people showed up. First, I had 5 students. Then I had 10 students. Then I had 20 students. And it grew from there. I was able to do what I love, which was teaching and instructing, and it literally changed my life and the lives of others. I no longer had to do what? Find all these employees. I was able to automate the business. It was able to run without me because when I did the online courses, I did videos. We do the videos and courses, and I was able to let them listen to the videos and learn at their pace, and I was able to set the videos up and leave the business and have it automated at my pace. I truly, truly, truly discovered something that I didn't even know was possible. What was that? Making money and having freedom at the same time. I instantly started finding myself in the Bahamas on vacation. It was a new world. It was a new life because I had always loved business, but I always felt like I was tied to my business. So from 2013 until 2019, for the last 5 years or so, I have been doing online businesses, and I've never looked back. I love the hashtag work from anywhere. Literally, I can work from anywhere. I can work from the beach. I can work from Panera Bread. I can work from my mother's house in Ohio. I can work anywhere I need to work. And it allowed me the freedom to be able to visit family, my mother, my sister in Florida, my brother. It allowed me to be able to make the money, to make the difference in lives, start a nonprofit, be able to give to charities. And it was a platform that actually changed my life and opened my eyes. So now that I've told you my story, the goal of that is for you to understand that we all have a story, and that's where we get to part two. Number one is craft your unique story. So when I look at two, develop the mindset on being a million-dollar entrepreneur, first, the first thing I want you to do is think of your story. All of us are unique. So we all have a story. Oprah used to say that. Everyone has a story. What is your story? What have been your struggles? What have been your weaknesses, your strengths, your challenges? I want you to take out a piece of paper, and I want you to write that down right now. What I love to do when I do my workshops is make you have actionable items at the moment. I don't care if you scribble it on a napkin. Whatever you do, I want you to take out a piece of paper and write down 2 to 3 strengths that you can think of right at this moment, 2 to 3 challenges that you've had throughout your career or your business. Wherever you are in life, I want you to think of your strengths, your weaknesses, and I want you to think of your unique story. Where have you been in your life that has brought you to this point right now? That's what I want you to write down, and I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to do that. Okay, hopefully that was enough time to at least get started. Write down some one-word ideas on crafting your unique story. Why is it important to craft your story? Because you need to let people understand you. Who are you? What and why brought you to this point? Then we go into number 2, which is how to develop the mindset of a million-dollar entrepreneur. So many people have a mindset of a 9-to-5 worker. And that mindset is limited. They're limited in the way they think. They do not see that there is an ability to make $25,000 a month, $45,000 a month, $130,000 a month. Yes, that is possible in sometimes anywhere from 1 to 2 years. I have actually had clients that work with me that have gone from working a 9-to-5, coming up with why they want to have their business, which we're going to get into in just a minute, and being able to shift from the 9-to-5 mindset to a million-dollar entrepreneur mindset. Now, how do you make the shift? The very first thing you want to do is write down why, your big why. Why do you want to become an entrepreneur and a million-dollar entrepreneur? Why? My big why was freedom. I love freedom. I love to travel. I love to be able to go and come. I may want to work at night from 10 to the next morning. I don't want to necessarily have to work from 9 to 5. My creative energy may start at the beginning of midnight, or it may be at noon. So I wasn't one of those people. Remember I said at 5 years old, I already knew that I loved freedom, and I knew I didn't want the constraints of a 9 to 5 existence. 9 to 5, you're only able to do things on the weekend. When you look at people going to Walmart or when they're going to Macy's or Neiman Marcus, wherever they may go on vacation to the beach, have you ever noticed all the lines? I never go out that time. Why? Because I don't have to. I can go out anytime I want because I have a successful online business that allows me the freedom to go to the beach on a Monday. I actually have a clip that I'm going to put online of where I went to the beach this past Monday. It was a Monday. Everyone else was going to work. Guess what? I went to the beach. I truly enjoy that freedom. So you need to develop a million-dollar mindset, and your first order of business is crafting your why. Why? Do it at least 3 times. Why do you want to be a million-dollar business for freedom? Why is freedom important to you? Because freedom gives me options. Why are options important to you? Because it allows me to feel like I have more control over whatever is going on in my life. Now, I feel that you should write 3 whys to get to the root of what it is. My why, my biggest under why, is family. If something happens to my family, I don't want to have to depend on the money or the freedom, the lack of money or lack of freedom to be able to handle a situation with family. That's my big reason for my why. Sure, the freedom of being able to go to the beach is great, but the bigger picture is my family. I want to be able to get to my mother if I need to. My mom actually lives not by herself, but she's elderly. She lives by herself with really not a lot of family in Ohio where she is. And I like to know that if something goes on with my mom and her husband, I'm able to make sure I can be able to respond and do that. If I'm working a 9-to-5 and someone else is on vacation, guess what? I won't be able to do that. That's my big why. Family is my big reason. So I want you to take out that same piece of paper and write down your big why. Why do you want to be a million-dollar entrepreneur? Write down why, and then after the end of this workshop for part one, I want you to write down two other reasons why. And it may really click, and it should, because you may not realize that the why and another why and the third why is the reason why you want to. So right now I'm going to give you a couple of seconds, and I want you to write down one why, and then at the end of this workshop, I want you to write down two others. Okay. Hopefully that was enough time to get you started. Now, what else do we mean when we talk about the mind shift? You have to feel like you're offering something to the world. And remember I talked about the reason we do our unique story is because we do. All of us are different, so we all are never going to have a business that's the same because we're different. So that's the great part about it. When you have that mind shift that you have something of value to offer, your unique story, your background, your experience, definitely there's something inside of you that you can put in an e-business. And there are several e-businesses that we're going to talk about in part two that actually gets into why you're going to choose that business over other ones. So when we talk about the mind shift, we talk about leaping out and taking a risk, but a calculated risk. That's the first mind shift. You have to get rid of fear, but never do that without having goals. So the other mind shift is having goals. I want at the end of this workshop, part one, before part two, I want you to write down what we call SMART goals. SMART goals are something that I need you to make sure that you write down. Well, what are SMART goals? A SMART goal is a specific goal, a measurable goal, an attainable goal. It's relevant and it's time-bound. S-M-A-R-T. SMART, specific, measurable, obtainable, relevant, and time-bound. You want to write down specifically what your goal is. You want to measure it with time. You want to make sure that it is independent. Only you can achieve it, so it's obtainable. It's not dependent on someone else. It's relevant. Why are you wanting to achieve this? And you want to put down a time when you plan on reaching this goal. So measurable means you're going to be able to look at something that measure you're going for further along, whether it be numbers or a certain amount. But the SMART goal workshop will get your mind shift in a different place. You will start looking at your progress, tracking your progress. I would say the number one difference in just a regular entrepreneur and a million-dollar entrepreneur are goals. When they set their goals and they have small milestones, and the number one thing you want to remember is start from the top of the goals and work down. So in other words, if you want to, let's say, get the ideal for your online business, start with how big you want that to be and then work down into what you need to do monthly, weekly, and daily, even down to the hour. Go from the bottom down so you'll see where you're starting and what you need to get to. So we will get into a little bit more of the goal setting in part two. Now, part three is our last part for part one, which is one, two, three. In part one, we have three parts. And so the last part is how to determine your niche. This is probably one of the most important. When I talk about determining your niche, you want to go niche down and find something specific that you like, that you could do without getting paid, that you feel like you've got some type of knowledge in, and that's important. You really don't want to start from scratch. So your last assignment after this end of this workshop is to write down what you love to do. Is it teaching? Is it communication? Is it something that's behind the scenes when it comes to working with elderly? Is it with pets? Is it children? You need to figure out what it is you could do all day, every day if you did not get paid. This is something I could do all day, every day, which is teach. I love it. If I didn't make a dollar, I could do this all day. But the goal is to be able to get paid, because if not, it would be a hobby. So the goal is to get paid for the value that you add to others' lives. That is what they're paying you for. And when you can take them from zero to 60 in a short period of time, people pay for speed. That's why FedEx did so well. They were able to emphasize speed. They were doing it overnight. That wasn't something that was done before. The Postal Service took forever for you to receive something. So FedEx did it accurately, and they did it expeditiously. Those are two things they did. So remember, speed is something people pay a lot for. They may not have the time to read what you're going to teach them, or you may have a membership site. You may have an online course. You may be really great at cooking, and you want to show people your skills in cooking or how to play the piano. Add someone that showed how to find a successful relationship. We have couples, married couples, that talk about that. That is something that's a great interest, how to show someone to be a great parent, how to be a great parent. You would be surprised, but what your goal is to write down something that you love, you know how to do, and you want to do. It does not make any sense to have a business in something you don't enjoy doing because you will not want to do it. So the goal is to do something you truly love and enjoy. That is how you're going to determine your niche. You're going to do some brainstorming, write down, take at least an hour. Ask other people what you're good at. Ask your friends, your family member, what do you think I'm good at? And you'd be surprised. You probably will get the same answer throughout, which you may not have thought about. So this is something that you need to do. To determine your niche, why do we need to determine a niche? Well, I'm going to say this before we conclude with part one. When you go to see a doctor, you go to a general practitioner, and it's general. He goes over everything. When you have a problem, you go to a specialist. They get paid more, and they know more about one specific subject. So I didn't just say I wanted to be how to become a million-dollar entrepreneur, period. I'm teaching you how to become an entrepreneur, a million-dollar entrepreneur, so it's specific, and with an online business. That's my niche. That's what I've niched down to. I've become an expert in how to start a successful online business. So part one, we've come to the conclusion, and we're going to craft our unique story. We're going to develop the mindset with our why, and then we're going to determine our niche. Part two is going to be a 30-minute workshop as well, which is going to be what ideas we're going to come up with million-dollar online businesses, the best ones. We're going to look at how we're going to market and sell our business and our financial and our resources. I truly hope you enjoyed this e-workshop. You will receive the link for the second part within the next couple of days. You can listen to this at your leisure. You can take your time. You can listen to it again and again. So thank you so much once again for signing up for this e-workshop, and have a fantastic day.